Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne's preaching is entitled, A New Time is Upon Us.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It's not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who's been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you've seen him going into heaven. Super hard to believe, but today marks 40 days since our celebration of Easter, a day traditionally lifted up for the celebration of the Ascension of our Lord, a feast that some of us in our diocese will now instead celebrate this coming Sunday, but today is actually the 40th day. And why does 40 matter? Because it's the number of days, as we hear in our first reading from the book of Acts of the Apostles, that Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, until he was permanently taken from their sight. For 40 days, they continued to encounter Jesus in a very similar way as they might have before he died and rose, while walking along a road, while breaking bread at table, while gathered as a group. And Jesus continued to teach them about the kingdom of God. I love that. He was so consumed by the news of the kingdom of God that he not only talked about it incessantly before he died, he continued to talk about it incessantly after he died. Like even death was not going to keep him from his greatest passion. And maybe Jesus's friends thought that this time of appearances of the resurrected Jesus would go on indefinitely, that until the kingdom came in its fullness, they'd always be able to see him and relate to him in this way. But no, it turns out that this period has parameters. It was only to be for 40 days. 40, of course, is the biblical code for the amount of time it takes for a change to really settle in. Today, we'll often hear health experts talk about 40 days as the amount of time it takes for a new eating habit to take root. Or parenting experts will talk about 40 days as the amount of time one needs to hang in there with a new parenting approach before you can expect a behavior change to become permanent. But of course, our ancestors in faith knew this much earlier in time. 40 is the number of days it took for the rains of Noah's time to wash away all the residue of sin from the earth. 40 is the number of years it took for the Israelites to wander in the desert until all of Egypt was washed out of their blood. 40 is the number of days Jesus spent in the desert until all the temptations were cast from him and his path forward in life became clear. So what change was going on in the 40 days after Jesus' resurrection? What was taking root among his disciples? Remember that at the start of those 40 days, Jesus' friends were a scared and scattered bunch for whom the initial news of the resurrection was absolutely inconceivable and frankly just confusing. But through his appearances, Jesus reached out to all of his scared and scattered friends, and by doing the kinds of things that he'd been known to do all of his life, walking and eating and hanging out and teaching, they came to trust that he really was alive and still with them, even if he didn't look the same as before. And he was rebuilding them as a community, so that after 40 days, all that had been broken by his death had been healed. All the shards had been gathered and reconstructed, and now they were ready for the next moment in the kingdom of God, when Jesus would move from being one among them to one within them. It was time for him to disappear from their sight so that his spirit could begin to dwell inside of them. Luke relies on the common Jewish motif of rapture to remove Jesus from their sight. Like Elijah or Enoch or even Moses of old, Jesus is taken up, hidden away with God until the end of time. The same two men in white who appeared at Jesus' tomb on the day of his resurrection and asked, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" are now present again, like bookends, asking, "Why are you standing there looking at the sky?" This 40-day period is up. The change is complete. And now is the time that we wait for a whole new chapter to begin. As always, the past 40 days for me seem to have gone so quickly. I'm not sure that I've caught all I was supposed to catch in this precious period. I'm not sure I've healed from all the things I need healing. I like to still see Jesus as he was before. I'm not sure I understand all I need to understand about the kingdom of God. Couldn't we have a little more time? But already a new moment is upon us, a time of silence and of waiting. Theophilus, God lover, I'm here to tell you that he is no longer standing in front of us because his desire now is to move within us. It's time now to sit, maybe with some confusion, but also with profound anticipation. We're entering a season to recognize the Spirit is upon us. Christ is alive within us. ¶¶